best show here.
Back show.
With the best show here.
Back show.
Yeah, that's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
Just swinging in the breeze.
Big O! Showtime!
Are you making egg poo young in the kitchen? I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's the Limousine Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the gas, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a lick it bad. For the show, then go direct to DLMGS.org. And I'll see challenges on LinuxTech.net. Found Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the gas is just about to begin.
Yeah, that's getting bad. Wow, welcome to episode 937 of the Linksling Tech Show, the first one for 2021. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Happy New Year.
We have Joel.
Good evening from nice and chilly Ohio.
And Joe.
Hello.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to clear up, old business from last year, show 935, ended rather quickly, like suddenly. And I said I had a family, I don't know if I said emergency or something to take care of. What had happened was, and I don't know if I had mentioned this on the show previously, but like a week before, my daughter's cat went missing, and my daughter's cat has been here for a couple of weeks now because they're supposed to replace windows in her apartment, and the cat can't be in there. When they do that, she's on the ground floor, and anyway, they keep putting it off due to the pandemic kind of thing, and they're saying, and so the cat's been here for a couple of weeks, and it's gotten a taste for going outside. Well, she went outside one day and never came back. And we've been looking all over for her, and she's tagged and microchipped and has a phone number on her tag. And we were just surprised that a week had gone by and nobody had called us. We had checked the shelters, and I live on a peninsula, and there's only three ways off of here. Two of them are over a bridge, and one of them's like, 2 miles, almost 2 miles away, where you have to go through swampland and everything. So it's quite possible she could have gotten off the fort, but not likely, we thought. So we were expecting the worst at this point since nobody called her up, but we got a call Wednesday night and someone had found her on the beach. She was out hanging out on the beach, and just the one place I didn't look was out there by the beach, because I next time I will. But they found her, and we had to, you know, they had to go get her, pick her up. And that's why I had to leave early. The celebration of my daughter's cat coming back. And when we brought her back and Paige picked her, got her up and was in the car with her, it looked like she had no remorse whatsoever and was even put off by being taken off the beach and wanted to go back. You know, as soon as she got back in the house, she was right at the door, ready to go again. And we're like, oh, no. But anyway, that was happening.
Maybe someone was giving her some good food or something. Who knows?
On the beach?
Well, this time of year, no, but.
what was kind of weird about it, and like really bad timing, is Monday of that week, I think it went Monday through Tuesday of that week, there was a fox that was just circling the neighborhood all day long, which is weird because generally they don't do that during the day. We thought maybe it was sick or something, and it would run right down our street and then go all the way back around down to the front of the fort and back again. And this was all day. And now, according to what the internet says, foxes don't go after adult cats. Right. Kittens maybe, but not adult cats. But we thought maybe the worst had happened with regards to that. But wasn't the case.
Must have been when I was down at my dad's.
Yeah, it was. You were down there.
We were putting a dishwasher in.
We didn't end that early. It was pretty close to time.
I thought it was like around 9:30, 9:40 maybe. Like, yeah. We still had a show.
Right.
Anyway,
that's what I did.
Yeah, probably, but you did mention day. Something about the cat.
Okay.
Yeah, there, yeah. Well, I'm glad the cat's back. That's good. And it sounds like he was healthy, too.
Yeah, she was happy.
Gonna get a GPS locator for the collar. Lowjack your cat.
My
put it in an electric shock collar.
my neighbor has that on his dog, and it's called, I think, Track It.
There you go.
Is what it is, and it works. It works pretty well because the dog used to come over here on a regular basis, and I go over and watch him in the yard. Sometimes she jump over the fence, or if she gets out or whatever, and she would run. She would run like all over the fort, and you could see exactly where she was on the web application that Track It uses. It worked pretty well. But yeah, we could do that with the cat.
Yep, then you won't have this problem again.
And just not let her out, right?
Well, if you're going to put a GPS locator on her, then yeah, let her out.
Yep.
Eventually she's going to sneak out anyway if she wants to.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I haven't tried with my cat is opening up our screen room and putting him in there. I don't know what he would do. He's never been probably never been an outside cat. But I can also tell he's getting a little old. Meow's getting kind of a crotchety sound to it. Like, I'll go to bed and he'll be like, eh.
My dogs are getting old.
Yeah, it sucks when a pet starts to get old, because you know it's coming.
Well, they're not. They're, what, 10 years old?
Yeah, probably. So
3 years, 4 years.
Yeah, I was going to say 3 to 5. But yeah. But that's what, on that same day, Dan is when, that was the 22nd, I think it was. So it would have been the next day. That day, they came in to look at my dad's dishwasher. And the grommet that holds all the guts in the bottom was basically where the leak was coming from. To repair it would have been $457. So Dad said, nah, dog. And we went and got a new one and I helped them put it in.
How much did it cost you for the new one?
About the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, what did you have to put in?
Dishwasher.
Oh, I thought you meant, hold on. I'm sorry. I thought you meant that you went and got the part and fixed it.
Oh, hell no. No, we just bought a new one. Cause what, the one
Wait,
he bought.
You bought a new dishwasher for your new house?
No, my dad.
Oh,
my dad.
I thought this isn't Tilt. I thought this was Joel's new house show.
No.
Now we're doing Dad's old house?
Dad's old house.
No, I'm talking about what happened when Dan was away last week. And my Christmas, because I haven't been on the show with Dan since before Christmas. So, but yeah, that was, it was a good time. We put that together. It was about $400, I think he paid for the new one. The one that we replaced had been replaced right after my mom died. So it was about five to six years old. Because he basically had the same problem with the old one.
So first, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but the cheapest dishwasher on the planet, if you beg, is $400.
Right.
And you're lucky to get one at that price.
This time of year, with all that's going on right now, absolutely lucky. We were very blessed to find that.
Right. The other thing is, appliances, all of my life until 15 years ago, we never got rid of, I still had like ammonia, cooled refrigerators that worked. It's only we got a new refrigerator because it had an ice maker. You got a new refrigerator because it had water in the door. It's like all of the old refrigerators still worked. Well, the refrigerator I bought new 15 years ago when I remodeled barely works anymore. The new appliances are so bad. I had a washer and dryer 15 years ago when I got married that were like 40 years old, and those things would still be working to this day. Whereas the new dishwasher or new washer and dryer are just horrific.
Yeah, and these new fridges that cost $2,000, you're lucky to get 3 years out of them.
Oh yeah, it's very much now become like smartphones in that, whenever you have to replace a part, if you want to replace the parts, sometimes it's just cheaper, now granted that what the guy told him was with labor. So and the other thing too is finding the part is a pain in the ass too. So, especially with what he had to replace, to actually fix his old one, he basically had to, you couldn't just replace the grommet, you had to replace everything. Because the grommet, where the leak was, probably dripped down onto the pump and the motors anyway, so there's probably some corrosion in there, so you probably want to replace it anyway, because it'll go out. So, but that's with anything now. I have a Samsung, don't buy Samsung dryers or washers. Our dryer, we bought it in 2018 and it has gone out. Oh, probably it's gone out since we've been in here. about a month after we were in here, it started squealing again. So, and it's at least the second or third set of wheels. Not to mention the fact that there's actually a class action lawsuit, which I may be a part of, I think it's called on the drums, and they replaced the drum at least once or twice, I think. I think at least once. Cause the drum cracked, cause it's made out of freaking plastic. Like.
The dryer?
It's like, yeah, the dryer.
That's
drum.
Crazy.
Yep.
That's yep. Crazy.
I know. Well, it's just as crazy as this time last year, when we were in the apartment and the water heater for the apartment was in a non-insulated closet on our little patio area. So the
are you living with Pegwall?
It seems like it, right? But luckily, when that happened, I didn't have to fix it. The apartment complex had to. And nothing leaked into the apartment. It's just we had no water for a good half a day. So they got out and fixed it. So because it was a supply line going into the water heater. I'm like, what kind of fucking moron puts a water heater in an outdoor closet in Ohio?
Well, and, I could see that. I'm in South Florida. Even the north part of Florida, the panhandle or so, is different. It's like my whole water system's outside. I mean, the heater's actually in the garage.
Right, but you're in Florida, and you go below freezing maybe once a year.
Maybe 2 days every 3 years, yeah. For a couple hours, yeah.
But in Ohio, it's pretty much guaranteed you're going to have multiple hard freezes. So it's like it's going to go down to 21 tonight, I think. Or it might be lower than that. They're saying we're going to have some sub-zero wind chills, but I don't care. I'm not going anywhere until...
Oh, wind chill's one thing, but that...
Yeah.
I mean, it would be very reasonable to consider that you have below zero temperatures.
Yep. Oh, here, yes.
And I'm talking zero Fahrenheit.
Right, and I'm not worried too much about it here in the new house because the plumbing's all done under the house, and there it's all conduited. It's PEX, so I'm not too worried about pipes being an issue here. But But I want to tell you that snow just to the north of you, Dan, in I-95, you know, we've talked about emergency preparedness on the show before. That's a clear thing where you where the people that were going that this, well, first off, knew that was going to happen. So they should have just stayed home. But they didn't.
Well, I, when I was traveling up to Albany, I would make sure I had emergency, you know, food and, yep, the space blankets and stuff like that. And, you know, the hand warmers. I had all of that stuff in my Envoy in case, like, hey, if I slid off the road and I was, or whatever, got snowed in, something that I had, mm-hmm, you know, food, water, et cetera. And, you know, maybe it's not something you think of going up I-95, but it's definitely something. I remember once on Long Island, I had an issue. I was driving my 1980 924 Turbo, and it was winter, and I just had a leather jacket. I'm like, well, I'm not going to be outside the cold, so it's okay. Well, yeah, I was stuck on the side of the road, and I was freezing like you wouldn't believe.
Well, it's like when I wrecked my old Traverse. I just wore just a fleece, you know, not a heavy one either, you know, just like a light fleece jacket, and I froze my ass off waiting for everyone to get there to give us a ride home. Oh, in fact, the sheriff actually gave my wife and I a ride home that night in the back of the car.
And I'm just saying, you're out there in the winter, you gotta have some preparedness. Who did we talk to?
Yes,
did we have, who's the guy? Yeah, I'm pretty sure we had him on the show. Who's the author in Alaska?
Basil Sands? Or Basil?
Basil Sands, that's it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we've had him on the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So, you know, Basil was talking about all of the equipment that normal everyday people carry in their truck. You know, you've got N days worth of supplies, yeah. Because in case you're stuck on the side of the road or stuck out in the wilderness somewhere for days, you have the ability to survive.
Yep. Oh, and that made me think of that. That whole situation made me think of that. And one of the things I started doing on Amazon was building a list of stuff that I want to purchase, because that's one of the things I've yet to really work on, mostly because of house stuff, is working on keeping up supplies here at the house, as well as stuff in the car.
I got a lot of stuff from Costco. I don't know if they have the same stuff anymore, but you could look at Costco for a medical kit. Yeah, a medical kit and like emergency food kit, yes. I got backpacks. I have like a food backpack and I have a medical kit backpack.
Medical kit I have a big first aid kit on top of the fridge, and I've been starting to buy one like once every summer. Because we go through the stuff, you know, so I'll buy one to replace it, plus the meds, and it will expire at some point, like the aspirin and stuff like that. But I've got things like, there's some emergency ration bars. Well,
they don't go bad, you just get weak after so many years. They move.
It depends on what you're talking about. Like an aspirin, yes. But some of the other, there wasn't really a whole lot of other stuff in there, but like, the gels, like the burn gels and stuff, that stuff would probably be fine, and so would the aspirin. But I think there's some other things in there that you wouldn't want to mess with after it got past the date. But, so that kind of stuff, and then I eventually want to, get another shelf for the garage and then start loading that up with those kind of supplies. And we were
it's
already
a bad place.
Well,
the temperature gets hot, gets cold, gets hot, gets cold.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
Good for all that
yeah,
stuff.
You want any kind of food storage stuff in your house.
Temperature stable.
Well,
basement.
It depends what it is, though. If you have like a dehydrated stuff, then you're probably gonna be fine. But I kind of agree with you on that. And that's why, like, for in the car supply, I would probably just put like those emergency ration bars.
Yeah, you can get those bars at Walmart. You can order them on Walmart.com. I'm sure you can order them anywhere.
Correct.
They're available all over the place. They're like, I forget how many thousand calories.
The ones I found on Amazon, important. Those were 3,000 for one bar.
If you fly in Canada, you're supposed to have a firearm in your plane, and for every passenger, 2,000 calories worth of rations for, I forget how many days, but it's a number of days.
Yeah, actually, the one I just found on there was emergency food rations, 3,600 calorie bar, a 3-day supply is $18.95.
That's for one person.
Yeah. Well, one bar would last you all day. So for 3 days. So you'd have enough for,
No.
There's nine bars. So that's 9 bars for $18.95. So, yep.
One bar is supposed to last 3 days at 3,600 calories?
No, one bar is probably 1 day.
One bar is supposed to last 1 day at 3,600 calories.
Correct.
That's a lot of calories for 1 day.
Well, it depends on.
No, it doesn't. The person. That's a lot of calories for
You're
1 day.
Constipated after eating those for a week.
If you eat them for a week, yeah, but. But.
I mean, it's not very much.
They'll
for
come
three
out the
days,
same way they went
but
in.
That's a lot. That's a lot for 1 day, unless you're like, you know, a bodybuilder.
Or stranded.
Not a little bodybuilder. I'm talking somebody that's doing like cardio all day.
Right. But at least my plan on that is that some of this stuff is relatively cheap. So when I get enough points in our, we have one of those like systems where if you think somebody on your team at work did a good job, you can give them some points. And of course I get a lot of points too.
You get points so when for I giving get enough, people points?
No, I get points awarded to me by my teammates because I'm a good guy. And I kick ass, but anyway.
I gotta ask a question though about that. Do you get a certain number of points that you can award to people every like month or something?
100 points a month.
100 points, okay.
Yeah, so.
Do you make sure to award all 100 points every month?
I usually do because I love giving away the company's money.
How many points can you give at one time?
If you want to blow your whole wad, you can.
You can give like somebody 100 points?
If you want to, yeah. Oh. You can actually buy your if you're out of your points, you can plop your credit card in there and buy more if you want.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
Really?
If you wanted to, yeah, if you wanted to, yeah.
Who does that?
Nobody.
My manager might. can give out more. But
does your manager do that on the company's credit card then, right? I can't imagine she does it on her own.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if she's ever done that or not. And managers may get more than we do, is my thinking, but you know, when I get, like, if I get enough to get a $25 Amazon gift card, I get that and I can buy a set of those. If I get enough to I can buy a set of, there's a canister of this stuff called Survival Tabs, which is a 30-day food supply. Just, you know, it's
in tablet
not,
form?
Yeah, it's not gonna fill you up for sure, but it'll keep you alive, you know.
I'll just buy a box of MREs.
Yeah, well, I'm considering that too. A box of MREs runs about $150.
Yep.
Yes. Now I did find a.
Just make friends with somebody in a supply unit in the Army and watch one fall off the back of a truck.
Yeah. There's a company by the name of Wise. I think it's is it ReadyWise or just Wise? I think Wise, but there's a ReadyWise store where they have like a bucket full of these things, and these are freeze dried, so they're not gonna spoil you know, they're going to have a, these are supposed to have up to a 25 year shelf life, of different, you know, like, just like things like freeze dried oatmeal and stuff like that, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So enough to get you through a few days. And something like that, you know, I buy it. I can either stick it in the garage or I probably can just stick it up here in my office somewhere if I wanted to keep it in climate control. But then that way I have that there, and other things too, like shit, toilet paper. It sounds crazy about stockpiling that, but you know, every once in a while you'll go over to,
Why did it all of a sudden go bad? Did it start going bad for everybody else? Cutting out?
You see people eating MREs that are like 20 and 30 years old, or sea rats.
There you go.
Wait, we went what?
They got him.
What?
It improved as soon as he got off. He was,
Yeah. Quality was terrible there for a minute.
Oh, so that was Joel causing the problem.
It was all Joel, yeah.
No.
He was eating up all the bandwidth.
No, it wasn't me eating up the bandwidth.
You're the only one that got kicked off.
Yeah.
And then everything cleared up.
It could be that Spectrum is having issues. My boss is also on Spectrum in Orlando where she lives. And then today, at least once I had it completely drop entirely. Which is weird.
So you were telling us that they found a bunch of rat turds in the back and they freeze dried them and put them in this barrel and sold them to you as MREs?
No. Nah. Joe might have said that. You said there was toilet paper in the MREs and I'm like, yeah, that little bit of toilet paper.
Hey, it's called emergency.
Well, Joel apparently likes to take a lot of shit, so he has got toilet paper in his emergency thing for, and he's ready, right?
They sell hikers toilet paper in like the sporting goods for the camping section.
Yep.
They're like shrunk down. They're like really compact.
Yeah.
They also sell them in the baby section.
Or you can get a portable bidet.
In little small packs.
The bidets would be better.
Let's just hang your ass out in the rain. There you go. Wash it right out of there.
Not in the middle of the forest. You going to bring your bidet with you?
I don't know.
He's going to have his wife with a water bottle shooting him in the ass.
Oh, that's what
there
it is.
You go.
That's
There's also like one of the things that's on that list too that I have on the list is a 300 watt hour Jackery. It's about $300.
A giant battery.
Correct. And it has an AC outlet on it as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a 300. That's gonna be coming.
It'll
later.
Power his microwave for at least 5 minutes.
What? Like where do you put
that's
that?
What I would buy it for. See, that's a good question. I would think maybe in
the
car, although...
Uber Eats.
His air fryer.
Yeah, air fryer.
Air fryer in the car.
But, no,
Joel's
that's a good
trapped
question.
Out there on I-95, he pulls out his Foreman grill and
right,
like,
right.
He makes himself
what
grill,
is it?
Cuban
what is it, like
sandwich
3 days now that
the
they've
hood.
Been stuck out there?
That's called a... You don't need that for that. You can just get a can pie maker and
stuck out there?
They were talking about emergency services going by and like, you know, taking people food and stuff.
Wasn't it just one day?
People running out of gas and freezing.
Well, I know. It was the worst time to
on the other side of that, I know there were several Teslas trapped in that. They're dead. Yeah.
We'll be eating each other pretty soon.
Yeah. But I actually heard a story where apparently people were ordering food via Grubhub and saying, I am this many cars back from this exit on I-95.
Hey, if the food gets to you.
If you can't get it, yeah. I guess there was a senator that was on his way back up to D.C.,
Tim Kaine was stuck in it.
Yeah.
Well, but, what I know, that section right there, road, you can walk off the highway. There's another road that runs parallel to it and it has restaurants all along the side of it.
Well, that's
hop the fence, go to, go all the places.
Although, I wasn't there. I don't know. What puzzles me is if they knew it was going to be an extended problem, they obviously diverted traffic. Why didn't they just start having cars back up? Or was this, you know what? That could have been because maybe the snow was too bad. I don't know how much.
Well, it was all 8 lanes and they had a foot of snow, so.
Oh, well, then maybe that's the answer right there. Oh, that sucks.
Was it an accident? Was it caused by like a pileup, jackknife or something?
Yes.
7 tractor trailers.
Was it 7 of them? Oh, wow.
Yeah, one of them jackknifed and the other ones ran right into them.
It was the situation was really bad because it had rained all day prior to that and then started icing and then it snowed.
Yeah, washed the treatment. The pre-treatment they put on for the snow, it washed it right off.
And that section wasn't pre-treated.
Well, I thought it was pre-treated, but it was washed away because of the rain.
Well, maybe it was, but... But yeah, it's one of those things that's like, I got a blanket that I bought. Actually, here's like the fun.
There he goes again.
Again? Yeah.
He's going again.
No.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
That was your microphone, dude.
No. That was all you.
Yeah, you were like, bup. And
I
then...
heard crackling coming from you, Dan.
Well, the only one we heard it from was you.
Yeah, like everybody heard you crackling. I think your connection's having some issues. That's fine. You bought a blanket.
Blankets are good, man. They keep you warm in the cold.
Absolutely.
I didn't buy a blanket. I got one as a gift from my company.
Christmas. Well.
Is it a car blanket?
That's about all the bigger it could be. It's like one of them throw things.
Sleeping bags are good. Even those emergency Mylar blankets are better than nothing.
Yeah.
And they're cheap. You could buy them, like a 10-pack for like a couple bucks.
What is that? It's playing with like a fidget toy.
It's my weights. I'm adjusting the weight.
Oh!
He's working out. I'm doing a show. That's awesome.
Pumping the iron, man.
Multitasking.
At your house?
Right.
Or are you in the
gym? At my house, in my garage.
Oh, there we go.
What are you doing?
Well, I got the weights set up, and I'm going to do elevated chest. So, dumbbell... Probably what dumbbell press and dumbbell fly, but at a 30-degree angle.
Okay.
Nice. I actually went to the gym on Monday.
With your blanket?
No. Ugh. No. They just finished construction and it opened like last week. A Planet Fitness right here in Grove City. So it's a brand new gym. Everything works and it's beautiful, but, and it's big enough that, I was not concerned at all. I can definitely be, spaced out enough from everyone. Cause at the time, that's usually why I like to go in the evenings anyway, because there's not near as many people.
Wait,
in the evenings,
are you saying
unless
evening or are you saying night? Because like evening's like prime time, isn't it? Between 6 and 8?
Well, I would say between 7 and 8 is when I like to go.
Okay.
It's open till 10. So,
right.
But so evening in my case, after dinner. They're at the store, man.
Yeah, you couldn't drag me to a gym in January.
Yeah, there's lots of people there.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
I always skip the gym in January, sometimes till mid-February.
Yeah. This one's
when everybody
easily...
gives up, right?
Exactly. Right? Then I can go back right. And I can actually get on a machine.
Right. This one, they were very smart and they planned it very large. So it's probably at least twice the size of the one I used to go to. So.
Is it Planet matter. Fitness? Did you say?
Yeah, Planet Fitness. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Got all those gym fish in there flopping around.
Yep. Oh, the one thing I wonder, and I'll have to look it up.
What the hell's a gym fish? Like, what is it? I never heard that term.
People who
somebody
go to the
that
gym.
Doesn't know what the hell they're doing, and they get on a machine and they start flopping around on it like a fish.
All right, I got it.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's like
what's the definition of a fish.
There is a group on Facebook for my local town, and they're like, I can't wait till the Planet Fitness is open. It's going to be so badass. And I'm like, Planet Fitness is not badass. It's just not. All right.
It's not.
I mean, I go in there, but just because it's convenient and I already know what the hell I'm doing.
Well,
but, you know,
I paid for a Planet Fitness membership for a long time. And for a long time there, I used it, you know, three, four
it's
times
cheap.
A week. And the great thing about it was if I went traveling, there was usually a Planet Fitness close by that I could use. So I did pay for the black membership or whatever the hell it was.
Because
then,
let's face it, hotel gyms suck.
Yeah, and then, you know, COVID kicked off and I wasn't able to go to the gym anymore. And even when things had settled down, I still wasn't going back to the office. So I wasn't close to my gym at all. So I canceled my membership.
Totally reasonable, because I've thought about it too, but.
I'm thinking about picking up a different gym membership, but I don't want to right now because of the new variants that are out.
Yeah. Well, you know what? So you were paying how much a month at Planet Fitness? The black membership, like $20, is it?
$20 a month.
$20 a month.
$20.
Like $20 a month plus like $70 a year in fees.
So,
yep.
If you're using it, it's great. If you don't use it, you could have saved that money and bought yourself.
Well,
a
when
bench.
COVID, right. when that, COVID yeah. first got bad, you know, they stopped all payments for a while because the gym
yeah.
were closed.
Well, that was nice of them. I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah. So.
That's the thing. That's how they get you, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
They hope you sign up and not use it.
They hope you sign up, not use it, and forget about it, and then the charge just hits you every month, and you don't do anything.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you one thing, though. They are a far sight cheaper than Bally Total Fitness was.
How much is Bally Total Fitness?
I don't remember, but I thought it was between 50 and 80 or something like that.
Yeah, they are a lot cheaper than a lot of your other gyms. And not only that, they tend to have somewhat better services too, because a lot of your Planet Fitnesses, you know, they've got tanning booths, massage chairs.
Hydro massage, the
pizza every Monday.
That's what I was going to say is I don't think they're doing that anymore since they reopened after the pandemic. So,
I haven't been to one since after the pandemic, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so, they would do, pizza one day a week and bagels
one morning.
But pizza
was always gone by the time, you know, I got to the gym. I'd leave work at 5 o'clock. I'd get there 5:20, 5:30. Pizza
cold.
Just gone.
And it was usually dirt cheap pizza, so we're talking
Little Caesars,
like Little Caesars.
Pizzas.
Yeah. But,
when I used to go to the racquetball club, I don't know if they still have the racquetball club in the Lehigh Valley, Pat.
Where the hoagie guy was?
Yeah, the hoagie guy was at the Allentown in Bethlehem. There was one in East End and one on the West End. I had friends that I would go with. But they would come with me more likely because I was there almost every day of the week and they would only go certain days. And I had like two friends. That would stop in the middle of a workout and go take a smoke break. And I was like, what's that? What'd you say, Joe? Oh, they got him. And they got Gorkon, too. I lost you, Joe. Yeah.
No, I didn't get kicked off. I took myself off just to see if it would solve the issue.
But
I got kicked off that time.
Well, I don't know. What did you hear?
You were talking, the last I heard, you were talking about, a friend that would go to the gym and then, like, in the middle of his workout, take a smoke break.
Yeah, two of them. I had two friends that would go take
smoke breaks.
And one of the guys, you know, he went running with me to one time. He's like, I want to get into running too, because we worked together at a restaurant. And so he came over and we went running and like.
He's wheezing like, 3 minutes in.
Well, he brings his cigarettes with him, and I'm like, what are you doing, man? We're going for a run. He's like, well, maybe I want one. I'm like, we're running, man. Like, and he took it with him. We got like not even a half a mile down the road. He had to stop and smoke. And needless to say, that was the one and only time he came running with me. And he didn't keep it up.
Well, if, you know, you run on a consistent basis and he doesn't, then yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously, the
first few minutes.
I was keeping pace with it. I wasn't trying to, obviously, we'll go as far as you go. But, you know, if you're trying, if you're going to exercise, at least, like, maybe not smoke in the middle of it.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with taking a smoke break in that.
I don't know. I
that's... No, what he should have done was kept running and smoke at the same time. That's how.
I guess so. Anyway. So now it makes me wonder if it's the Mumble server.
I know that there was some problems on the New Year's show, but it cleared up after a while.
Well, maybe we found those problems again, and hopefully it'll continue to clear up.
Yeah.
Any, you know what? I don't know. Did you guys get any tech-related stuff for the holidays, Christmas?
No.
Not for the holidays. I pretty much just got gift cards, but I did buy the DJI Pocket 2, which is the follow-on from the DJI Osmo Pocket camera.
Okay. Another
the
camera.
The gimbal and all that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm crazy. But
so you're getting all those angles for your porn movies, right?
Well, it's funny you talk about angles, but this Sunday, I think we may be baptizing some people.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to set up both my old Pocket, DJ Osmo Pocket, and the Pocket 2 on the baptismal, and I'll take slow-mos on both. Because the slow-mos really look cool when you do that. But
okay,
Valley Total Fitness,
so
by the way. Valley Total Fitness.
I got to ask a question about
that. Go ahead.
That.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm just curious. Like, what kind of baptism is this that slow motion brings out?
We have a baptismal built into the stage, and normally it's covered up, so it's treated water and all that stuff, and it's actually heated too. So
is it like it's like a pool then?
Essentially, yeah.
It's not like the Catholic baptism.
No, it's not that big, Joe. It's smaller than it's big enough to put an adult in it and immerse them, but it's not big enough to swim in it.
Okay, I'm gonna switch to supported bent over rope.
Everybody,
lose connection again?
No, I heard you say you were switching to supported.
Bent over rows.
Bent over row. Okay. And then the last I heard with Joel, he said that it can fit a few people in there, right? And when the baptisms are
two
over, they crank that heat up there, get it boiling, and throw the sinners in there for soup. Right.
So no, they get a bunch of people in there in their bathing suits, and then you know they're pumping air into it, and they got it nice and warm.
No. It's not like we got a water slide, you know, or anything like that.
No, no, it's a hot tub.
Nah, it's not even that. I think they fill it every time we do it, and they drain it every time, so that way we don't have water in there all the time. Because if we did, it would probably smell like
chlorine if they didn't.
Right. Well, you'd have to put chlorine in it, yeah, or have filtering, and I don't even think it has that. So you know, it just has water. It does have a heater in it, so at least it's warm.
So it's a giant bathtub.
Basically, yeah.
It's one of those walk-in bathtubs that you hear advertised on the radio.
Stairs, and it wouldn't be a walk-in necessarily, but there's like stairs and you can step down to it. It's almost worked really well for those. I'll be up on the beach taking the pictures too. That's when I turn it. It's funny. I'll turn it in this on my camera on the sport mode where I basically just smash the shutter button and the tape. And it works really good on its own.
Did you hear what he said, Joe?
Nope.
I heard bits and pieces of it.
It's just weird, because I have a solid connection here. Only people's big issues, too.
I'm wired.
But
let's see.
Your connection seems fine to you, Joel, right?
Yep.
And everybody else sounds bad?
Yep.
Because that's like that.
I don't know.
Everybody.
It occasionally sounds like everybody is sounding terrible as well on my end.
Yeah.
But then Joel disconnects and it like clears right up.
Yeah, could be the bandwidth of all of us, maybe. I don't
know. It's not like we got a crap ton of people on the show tonight.
Right. Well, I just did a speedtest.net, and my download is 317.
Kilobytes.
My upload is megabytes. Megabit per second. And 240 up. Which is about as close as I'll ever get to a gig.
Man, remember back in the days of dial-up modems, good old times of waiting for it to
56K!
Connect. Yeah. You download that song off of Napster, and it would take 10 minutes.
Yep.
And Joe would connect through his AOL account.
I never had an AOL account.
Neither did I.
I never did either.
I had a lot of ghosters.
It wasn't for lack of AOL trying, though.
Right.
Those things would come in magazines, come in the mail. Yeah, you get them in Happy Meals, I guess.
Hell, when they sent out floppy disks, I always used them.
No, because they used to send out the free trial along with the disc.
Yep.
And so then there were people that I knew that, you know, they'd use the 30 days or 15 days or whatever it was that AOL was giving out. And then once that ran out, they just, you know, use the next one.
Yep. I never did that. Back in that time period, about the only way I used the internet was I was dialing into a multi-line BBS called CompuTrek. CompuTrek was the name of it, but it ran a software package called Major BBS.
If you're talking like late 90s, mid 90s, yep. I had to go over to a friend's house to get internet.
Right. But they
was that because you couldn't get it at your house, or they didn't like?
We were too broke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We had a computer, but it was like an old like military gigantic POS.
Yeah.
Ran DOS.
DOS was the shit.
Back in the day.
Yeah. I can't even think of the model.
I see. My very first IBM compatible was a Leading Edge 286.
Well,
I never had an 8086. I used them though.
For a short time, we had a 486. Then my dad sold that. It was a 486 DX 266.
Then it was all about the Pentium.
Like 2 months or so. Yeah, that was when it was all about the Pentium. But yeah, we didn't have that for very long.
We never had
internet at the house.
That was like my first new computer that was new to me. Not like a hand-me-down computer. I mean, besides the TI, was a 486 DX2.
Right.
And then, because I did have a 286 and then a 386, but they were stuff that my dad brought home from work that they were throwing out, getting rid of. Yeah, but then my first new computer to me was a 486. It was a Gateway, and you could get the overclock or was it overclock processor? You could get the Pentium upgrade processor for it to turn it into a Pentium 100 and then a 133, I think. And I think they might have gone up to 167 or something before you had to get a whole new motherboard and processor. Just couldn't upgrade it anymore.
Yep. I never had a 486.
It wasn't an actual Pentium. It operated at a Pentium speed, but it was on the 486 architecture. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm so glad this reconnects automatically when I get kicked off and puts me back in the right room.
Right.
Otherwise, I'd have to, you know, stop mid-set.
Jeez, I remember when RAM would cost almost as much as a computer costs today.
Well, have you seen the prices for DDR5? And it's not really faster than DDR4 yet?
No, what are the prices going for? I haven't looked at RAM prices anymore.
I don't have them at my fingertips. Hold on.
I mean, last time I was looking at RAM, and this is going back a while, it was like really dirt cheap, and I keep kicking myself. Like, why don't I just buy another couple gigs of RAM for what I have laying around here? Like, at least double it. 2 or 4 gigs more? Probably 4. I don't know. Bump it up.
Okay. 2 8-gig sticks of DDR5 costs about $115.
Okay.
So, not terrible. But it's pre-order right now.
Right.
And well, they've obviously gone... Wait, what about DDR4?
It's still available. I mean, most of your motherboards are still going to be DDR4 motherboards.
But, I mean, how much of a price difference is DDR4 from DDR5?
DDR4 prices.
G-Skill Tri-Rated RGB 32 gigabytes. That's 2 16-gig sticks for $559. Now, granted, that's G-Skill.
$5.59?
No, $559.
Wait, what is this, DDR4?
DDR5.
Oh.
Well, DDR4 on Amazon, gigabyte sticks of Forrester Vengeance LPXs, running about $76.
So it's significantly cheaper.
Significantly,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the price of performance isn't there yet. No, it will be eventually, because when DDR4 came out, it wasn't really faster than DDR3, but then, you know, a lot of optimizations come out quickly. So I probably wouldn't go for, like, the first DDR5 that comes out on the market. Give it a year.
I don't even think I have anything that would use DDR5.
Well, yeah. I don't either.
So I don't need to worry about that.
I think my new laptop uses DDR4, but I don't think it uses 5.
I remember when you get a system and it would have 2 or more empty RAM slots in there. Now they just... they skip out on that shit. You only get you only get 2 slots. And if you want to go double your RAM, You gotta take out your old RAM and put new RAM in there.
It depends on the size of your motherboard. I mean,
if you're gonna make it yourself, obviously it's not gonna.
Yeah, if you're gonna go for like a micro ATX, yeah, it might only have two slots. But if you're gonna go for a full size ATX, it's probably gonna have four.
Oh yeah, yep.
Unless, and if you go for anything larger, it might have eight.
Well, you know, speaking of computers, what manufacturers are still around? I mean, is HP, I assume, is still making desktops, right? HP and Dell.
Yeah.
And is IBM still in the market of desktops?
I don't think so. I haven't seen an IBM desktop in a while.
Because Compaq was bought by HP, and they're gone, right?
But I haven't seen a Gateway in a long time either.
Well, yeah, Gateway is kind of turning into like a brand like Polaroid is, where they don't really make it, but they use the brand on cheap shit. So, no, IBM doesn't make any PCs anymore, as far as I know. They might make servers, but we're talking probably power or probably all power, I think, because even the mainframes are now power. Power architecture, power 8. But, all of that PC stuff got sold to Lenovo.
Who, Gateway?
So that's who makes, or no, IBM. IBM's. IBM's. Gateway was picked up by Acer, if I remember.
Okay, yeah, it looks, cause I'm on Gateway's website, and this only looks like there's things for support and download and driver. I don't see a store, but then I see Acer store.
But you can still buy pre-built desktops. I just don't think that there's a lot of whole market use for them. I think there's a lot of business use for them.
Anybody who buys a PC nowadays is buying a laptop for the most part, unless you're a gamer.
Yeah, and then you're building. You're parting.
Yeah, or you're buying like an Alienware or a Dell G15 or something like that.
And those are pre-built, but those are also, you know, like, smaller form factor, too.
Yep. Yep. Like, you're building in, like, JS2 with water cooling, all that crap in it.
Money, money, money.
But, yeah, the price of graphic cards sucks.
Is it back up
right
to
now to buy a laptop?
Are graphics cards still back up again?
No,
yeah, I think it's back.
They haven't come down.
Oh, they haven't come down.
They're still higher because I think they're having the same problems that the Raspberry Pi Foundation is with chips.
Everybody basically is. The major chip shortage everywhere.
What is the new NVIDIA graphic card?
Oh, the 3090, I think, is the newest one.
Well, yeah, but I think they also came out with a new version of the 3050. And the 3090 is the toppest end one. I don't know if it's the newest one.
That's $3,400.
Like the 3090 Titan. Yeah, they're not cheap.
Holy moly.
Yep. And usually you get scalper's prices.
Gotta love it.
Well, a lot of people want to call the higher prices on the pies. Because now you're probably lucky if you can find one for $100. And we're talking about a $50 machine at most, usually.
Well, the 8 gigs were more expensive. They were still 75 or something.
Right. But now they're all higher, including the, in fact, you can sell some, like, if you want to make a bank and you have like a Raspberry Pi 3 or something you're not using, go ahead, put that sucker on eBay. You can make some bank there. But, a lot of the Raspberry Pi fans will want to say that scalpers, and it's like, no, if you can get one, you're charging higher so that you can keep them in stock. That's one of the reasons why the prices are higher than those, is that they have them, you know, they're in demand and people are willing to pay that for them.
Yeah, but you do get people that are buying them up from who's ever selling them cheapest and then turning around and selling them at the most higher price, specifically for the purpose of selling them at a higher price. Those are scalpers.
Well, Dan BFG just left the channel.
Got booted. There he is again.
There he is. Strange.
You're still there, Dan. You got multiple recordings going on.
Dan.
Can't hear you anymore, Dan.
He's gone.
Watch, it was Dan BFG causing all the interference.
Yeah, it sounds really clean right now.
Right. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the definition there for scalping, is buying to turn around and sell it at a higher price.
Right, but some of the actual legit providers, not ones on Amazon, they're selling higher on purpose.
Yeah.
Like Kanakit and so on and so forth. Like Kanakit, the Pi 4 Extreme Kit, 128 gig edition with 4 gig of RAM is $150.
Yeah, but supposedly they're providing more value because, you know, they're giving more than just the Pi.
They are.
I'm not saying that it's, you know, $150 value that they're providing there, or, you know, a $75 value on top. Or,
that's a case.
$100 cooling, value on top.
Yep. That's a case, a cooling, the Pi itself.
We can't hear you, Dan. I see you turning blue. But we can't hear you.
We cannot hear him. But yeah, that 150 is a case, a power supply, a cooling fan, a book, 128 gig memory card, and a bunch of cables.
Yeah, it's not worth it, but you know, it's
right.
Supposed to be adding value.
At least you can get it now. Well, and that, it's an actual decent memory card too. It's a Samsung Evo memory card, probably what I would consider to be one of the best. So, and then Vilros has a Raspberry Pi 4 2 gig basic starter for $119. So,
I'll play with the extra Pi Zeros that I have.
Yep. But for a lot of, like I saw in an, someone posted elsewhere, a lot of people said that it's probably good to play with other small board computers.
The chip shortage is hitting everyone. The whole price is going to go up. And the only reason I'm sitting behind Pi as much as I have over, you know, the years is, yes, the price is great on the Pi. The performance is not really much compared to the Pi. But it's the community around it was always built and always. You wanted to find some kind of route for.
Mm-hmm.
You cut out on all that.
No, you cut out on all that. We could not hear you.
You were gone, period. Yeah.
I hadn't said anything until I said you cut out on all that.
Well, Dan BFG was cutting in and out. You could see that. It still is. Look. See? Dan BFG dropped.
I just muted myself. I'm not the MBFG though.
That's the one doing the recording though, right?
It depends on which one. And I'm not Dan talking BFG. I'm not talking from the MBFG though. Anyway, go ahead.
Hello.
You're there. I can hear you.
Now I'm there.
What a shit show.
Indeed.
All over the place, but, you know. I mean, it's the same thing with cars. I mean, cars are suffering from the chip shortages as well. That's why I can only pick from three different Traverses when I went to go buy a new one. So, yeah. course, my dad kept saying, you should have gone and bought that Honda. And I'm like, because I was looking at, what was the Pilots, I think. But my wife is the one that decided she wanted the Traverse, and I wasn't going to argue with her over it. And I like it. Michelle Fessenden is weird. I posted a picture of that Lebanon bologna, and we were having a conversation on that post on Facebook, and she like, she eats hers with mayonnaise. I'm like, you put mayonnaise on your Lebanon bologna sandwich? Ugh. Give me some mustard. Sweet hot if you got it.
Stone ground, baby.
Or that. That works wonderful, too. Or just spread some cream cheese on it and roll it up.
That's not too bad.
Nope.
It's a heart attack waiting to happen, but it's not too bad.
It's, well, yes and no. I mean, it's at least it's low carb.
Chewed a lot of salami over the holidays?
No.
That's the only thing Dad we can did. Get down here. Like, I can't get, like,
whoa, salami?
A variety can't of get... decent meats like that, but I can get salami. Three different kinds of salami.
Salami's okay.
I like it. It's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's not ring bologna, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not ring bologna. It's not Lebanon bologna. It tastes totally different than that. Kind of, same kind of texture, though. I'll say that. And then, well, I think what happened was our Kroger used to carry the Penn Dutch version of Lebanon bologna, which is also made by Seltzer's. But I think they must have went into some sort of contract with Boar's Head. So their whole deli is Boar's Head this, Boar's Head that. And Boar's Head's fine. It's just, I'm like, I don't like it when companies say, well, we'll do all this for you. You know, because that doesn't let them have the variety they normally would have. So like, that's another thing I want to see if I can find is, in the Western Pennsylvania town we lived in, there was you ever heard of Isley's?
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Yeah, they made like, they are the ones that own, and make Klondike bars, but they also used to do deli meats too. And the thing that was real popular with them is chip chop ham.
Okay.
All right. And then they used to run an ad where, you would make, chip chop ham barbecues. And they actually printed a recipe for it, for the sauce, you'd make. It's like ketchup, paprika, a few other things too. But what my mom always would do, she would just buy like a bottle of Open Pit or something like that and use that on it. But just take that chip chop ham and have them slice it like on zero, so it's really thin. And then you throw that in a crock pot with some barbecue sauce, and that was a meal. And something we did quite often in Western Pennsylvania. But that, it's just like that. It's definitely a regional brand. Just like, last week I had a carload of, it ate both the cherry and the regular and zero sugar variety, or zero sugar version, I should say. So it was their diet versions. And those are from Kentucky, so.
Who are they called?
Ale 81 is actually the full name, but everyone just calls it Ale 8. Yeah.
I remember you talking about that.
Yep. And I bought like three sixers of the cherry and two of the regular, and it's all gone now. When I stopped on the way back from Dad's, I stopped at a Meijer and I spent $60 just on pop, and 35 of that went to a friend of mine. He's held me the money.
That must be some good soda.
It is. And we can't get the cherry versions up here. We can only get the regular full sugar variety. That's the only one I can get.
Haley.
And then another thing that we used to get was a Western Pennsylvania thing was poppy seed Danish. And it literally, the filling was made out of poppy seeds and sugar and other stuff in the middle of it. Only place I ever found it was Western Pennsylvania, and I can occasionally get it at a Giant Eagle because that's where they came from. So, needless to say, I don't eat it very much. But I think both Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Pennsylvania had their unique food products that you can get, you know. And those are the things I really miss nowadays because I just can't get them where I'm at. And now, I didn't get to go again. I think next time I go down to Dad's, I need to put it in the plan that me and Dad could go up to. There's a store down there called Yoder's. I think it's called Yoder's Farm Market, I think. But you can go in there, you can get seltzers, Lebanon bologna, you can get ring bologna and all sorts of, PA Dutch stuff. Stuff we grew up on, Dan.
Oh yeah.
Scrapple and...
Plum pisses me off. I ordered birch oil because I want to make birch beer. And it says it was delivered, but I don't know where. I haven't seen it. Somebody must have...
Today?
Somebody in this house picked it up, and it's not worth... It's... Yeah, we have a problem with people not putting things where they're supposed to be. And so, where I expect them to be. And right? Then I gotta go hunting for stuff. So it's around here somewhere.
I bet you that'll be good stuff too. I like birch beer.
That's what I'm waiting to find out, man. I like the root beer. Oh, yeah. I want to try the birch beer now. Making the birch beer.
Yoder's had it. They had the diet version of the birch beer, and my dad bought a 12 pack, so I got to drink some of that too. Sugar free.
I've been drinking the A&W Zero Sugar Root Beer. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. My wife likes the cream soda, which is hard to find.
Yeah. Well, we've also got some Halo Top Vanilla Bean that I'm thinking about making a root beer float with.
Ooh. Now, when you make root beer floats, do you put that on the bottom, the ice cream on the bottom, or do you put it on the top?
It's easier to put it on the bottom.
I was gonna say, it doesn't really matter.
Make less of a mess.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would probably put it in the glass and then pour the soda over it myself.
Yeah, it'll float to the top anyway, but yeah. Cause that ice cream's a little buoyant when you put the pop in there. And tasty cakes I can get here too, but they're not what they were when I was a kid, for sure. I mean, they still have like the old, the butterscotch ones and the jelly ones. But the, thing I always got when I was in high school, when I was at lunch, was they had the, those pies, and they're not like the Hostess pies. You know what I mean, Dan.
And?
Ooh. Yeah, these were kind of weird. Kind of had like a top and a bottom shell on them. And they were like a hand pie, but they were nothing like a Hostess pie. They were much better, actually. You know, have like real fruit in it. Or they also made a cutlet. They had a custard one too, which was really good too. Best I can describe them is like if you've ever gotten a pie recently at McDonald's.
Nope.
Kind of that shape, but it didn't have the little slots in the top. So, and certain ones would have icing. Like they made one back in the, when I was in high school, they made one that had a pineapple and cream cheese, like cheesecakey kind of fit filling in the middle of it, which is really good. They don't make, ever since they almost went out of business, they don't make it that way anymore. I think they got bought by Bimbo, I think.
Who got bought by Bimbo?
Tasty Cakes, I think. It's either Tasty Cake or Hostess. I can't remember what.
Well, yeah, Hostess almost went out of business, didn't they?
Yep. Oh, actually, Flowers Foods owns Tasty Cake. So I think Bimbo is the one who bought Hostess. And I didn't get a actually, ooh, that's weird. Hostess is owned by Hackman Capital Acquisition. but yeah, the big thing that was over the holidays was the, I think it was made by Hudsonville ice cream, the Little Debbie Christmas tree cake ice cream. I never saw it. I guess it was only at Walmart. And it, even if I did, I probably wouldn't have bought it because it just sounds nasty to me. Those tree cakes are good though, but I try not to, I don't think I ate but maybe one or two of them this year.
Anyway.
Almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah, is it? 7 minutes.
9:53.
Dan's still on?
Or is he not talking like before?
He wants to see how bad we sound.
He's taking care of the putty cat.
Cat escaped again. Now he's wishing he got that GPS locator.
Yeah, it was like I was going through some of my old reviews and realized I've been blogging and writing reviews since 2007. So 14 years.
Oh.
Yep. And I just put out some new ones on itechgear.org. One was on the alarm.com system that I have for my security/home automation. And then the other one that I'll post on Friday is the Presto Dorothy cold brew coffee maker. And I like it. It's pretty nifty. It's basically very similar to a French press. But you of course put the water in cold. So I basically put the water into the fill line with the little grind cup in the bottom. That's in that there's like a little propeller, and when you set it on the base, it's magnetic, so that'll spin that little propeller in the bottom of it, and then make a tornado in the carafe. And so once the tornado's going, you put a 2/3 cup of medium grind coffee in it, and then you let it go for. Between 10 and 30, but I'm almost always a 30 just cause I like it ultra strong anyway. And then, you turn it off and then you plunge it, 5 minutes after it turns off. So it takes a process that could be anywhere from 12 to 24 hours to make cold brew and does it in 30 minutes or less. Pour that over some ice, put a little milk or some cream in it if you so desire, or some stevia or whatever your fake sugar that you like to put in it if you drink that, and it comes out really good.
Skinny syrup, some almond milk.
Yep. That would work
sounds
too.
Good.
Yep. I've been drinking at least one of them a day. I have another one sitting there. And the nice thing is like today, this afternoon, I just put it on and I made some and poured it out and put it in the fridge. So I have it for tomorrow.
What I like to do is make my, 64 ounces of, cold yep. brew and then mix it with a protein powder, a little bit of almond milk, and maybe some sweetener.
Interesting. I would do almond milk. I'd probably also do I think it's coconut milk, I think.
Yeah.
But that would probably be better to me. I like several
cashew milk.
You know, I'm trying to think if I have before. What did I try? Maybe was cashew milk or was it? I tried something really weird one day. I didn't like it. Didn't buy it again. but it wasn't. It wasn't cashew milk. It wasn't almond milk. It was something else. But it was nut based. I can't remember what it was. I want to say maybe it was pecan.
Yeah, that does sound like it would be horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I like pecan nuts. I like to eat. But that.
Well, you know, everybody likes candied pecans.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, that's one thing I'm glad. Like, my dad, before Christmas, bought a Member's Mark praline pecans. And they're not done like the standard pralines are, but they're essentially just like the caramel-coated pecans. And, oh, dude. You grab a handful of those and it tastes like a freaking pecan pie in your mouth. Oh my God. It's like, I'm like, I gotta stay away from these. I can eat the whole thing. And I'm glad one thing I noticed this year is like, was hardly any Christmas clearance at all. Like day after Christmas, I go to the store and there's like literally nothing.
we came out good with some, kitchen supplies. Like,
yeah.
All of the Christmas baking stuff was on clearance, so we got that really cheap. Because my middle child, who's stuck in the house, loves to bake to pass the time.
Right.
So we got those for her. And then, we were able to get spatulas, like Christmas-themed spatulas for 30 cents each. And, I mean, even if they only last like a week apiece, at 30 cents, who cares?
So you went to Spatula City.
Got a bunch of spatulas.
Speaking of Spatula City, if it's been a while since you've seen UHF, I do believe it's still free on Amazon.
Ooh, and oven mitts.
Or not Amazon, I mean YouTube.
Christmas oven mitts, those were on clearance. We picked up a bunch of those. Even some of the Mandalorian Christmas oven mitts. So yeah, we got some new oven mitts.
It's always good to have oven mitts.
Oh yeah.
Yes it is.
Well, it always sucks to not have oven mitts when you need one.
Yep. Have you guys seen the Book of Boba Fett yet?
Yes.
I have not, so don't spoil it for me. I know there's, two episodes out now?
Yeah, I've watched episode one. I wasn't impressed. Hopefully episode two is better.
I'm only three episodes in on Hawkeye.
I haven't watched that one yet. I need to, though. That one in The Expanse.
I didn't know the second episode was out for Boba. That's today it came out?
I think
so,
I don't know when
it came out.
Okay, because I saw the first one. I enjoyed it.
I did on New Year's Eve. You know what I did? I binge-watched Cobra Kai Season 4.
How was it?
Oh, freaking awesome, man. Perfect setup for Season 5.
I haven't even watched Season 1 yet, so...
That makes two of us. No. I've seen bits and pieces of it.
You know, I do. I did hit the Wayback Machine, though, and watched... I've been watching Briscoe County Jr., and I'm, like, halfway through that series. I've never seen it before, so...
That's really good show.
Yep.
Yeah, from what I can see.
Another free YouTube movie. Airplane's on YouTube right now for free. The original one, not Airplane 2 with William Shatner. But...
Ay, ay, ay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you get caught in AWS hell the week before Christmas?
Not me. Didn't affect me.
Either.
I missed it because I was on vacation. Anybody we had on US East, we lost.
I can't even go to lunch without getting called.
I know. I had somebody fill up a root drive again today. Luckily, it was a non-prod system, but I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, I keep having these meetings where they keep trying to bring up, oh, we're going to do this maintenance on this non-prod system, on this dev system over here. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. Do whatever the hell you want to that dev system. Piss on it. Burn it. I don't care. Talk to me when you're doing with something production. I am production support. That's over there. I am over here.
Yep. Yep. But yeah, we done that. Log4j is still a thing, unfortunately, for us. So I heard there's a T2 release gonna be coming soon.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about Log4j in a while at work.
Good for you.
That's the server team's problem more than it's my problem.
Right.
I have to apologize a few things. It bugged me, so I took a little quick trip upstairs and asked my family what I expected arrived, and they said nope, and nobody saw it. The other thing that was ordered with it arrived, and so I went out, and it was in my mailbox.
Oh, smooth.
Our mailbox is just this like letter holder that's right next to the, it's not like a big mailbox. So when we get packages, they're usually on the porch, not in the mailbox, but this was just, the bottle was just almost like the package was about the same size as the bottle, and they put it in the mailbox and it dropped all the way down to the bottom. So, I didn't see it. And when I stuck my hand in the mailbox, you couldn't see it unless you stuck your hand all the way down.
Well, it's just a little bottle, right? It's pretty concentrated, right?
Yeah, it's not that big. So, but I did get it. I cracked it open. It doesn't have much of a smell, but it has a taste.
Ooh, boy.
It's Birch Beer Extravenir.
You gotta send us some.
Yeah. Make some and send it. Another shipping weirdness thing happened over Christmas. I ordered this thing off Amazon for my son for Christmas. Had him ship it here, okay? it's essentially, it's a light with I don't know what material it's made out of, probably a polycarbonate of sort, but it's like a clear glass piece with the Ohio State logo engraved onto it, because he loves Ohio State. And you can connect it to your phone with Bluetooth. But so anyway, I ordered it, and according to Amazon, it still hasn't gotten here yet, but we've had it since before Christmas. He got it on Christmas Day. But the worst part, though, is Amazon just shipped it in its box, like the normal box, like that you would wrap. And they didn't put it in another Amazon box. So when they got here and the doorbell rang when the Amazon guy dropped it off, I tried to run and beat Luke to the porch, but he got there before I did. And I got there right after, and I said, "Hand it to me. Thank you." And then he went to mom and says, "I don't know what it is, but it had the Ohio State logo on it." And I'm like, "Oh, Jesus." Cause it did. It had the Ohio State logo right in on it. Not an actual picture of what was in it, but a sticker. And then I even found out even worse though. It wasn't sealed. You literally could open it up. So and I'm like, how did it got here and didn't get damaged? I have no idea, but. I can't go into Amazon and review it and say, "Hey, you guys fucked up on the packaging." But fortunately, I do believe it works. I haven't actually seen it work because it's in my son's room, which is where it belongs. But everything else we got for him got here. So I got him some socks, and we had bought him a spare ball, which is like silver sparkly spare ball. And we bought that weeks before Christmas. So we said, "That's part of your Christmas present." Don't you hate when parents do that? Anyway. But that's my weird shipping thing. It's like, they just didn't put it in a box. And I'm like, yeah, eventually I need to nail them for that. But but I can't complain. Amazon's been pretty good to me this year.
Yeah, well, it's about that time, guys.
It is.
Yes, it is.
And we'll see y'all next week for more fun.
Ah, yes, we are. I didn't even get our intro outro stuff ready. Ah,
jeez. Just stop the recording and edit it.
We can't do the HPR promo. That would be bad.
No. That already happened. I didn't get on either, by the way.
I didn't make it on either. I was busy.
I did go, with my dad and my brother to Hooters for chicken wings.
Instead of going to HPR show, you went to Hooters?
No, that didn't happen. I was home by that time. But on New Year's Eve, I did order some wings from a place called Wing Depot. I did it with, I think DoorDash. And we ordered like 50 wings. Instead of saucing them, they had all the sauces on the side, which is kind of nice. So, and I got, like regular buffalo, Sweet Memphis, and Carolina Gold. That was good. At least they were fried. So I like the fried ones versus the grilled ones when I'm doing like wings usually. But surprisingly, Hooters wings didn't suck. I've had better, but they were actually pretty good. And the scenery wasn't bad either.
I haven't been to Hooters in like 20 years, but yeah, they always had the best wings.
Yep. Well, they changed the shorts too. I know none of your daughters would probably work at a Hooters, Dan, but be glad they don't, because the shorts they wear now are literally underwear. That's how short they are. But Yep, that was a good time. And I just got to spend time with my dad and my brother before my wife and son got down for Christmas. So that was good.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I don't know why, but my dad's Christmas present to himself was a electric bicycle.
Think you'll use it?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's not like some of the electric bikes are pretty much fine when you're on them, you can either pedal them or have the electric, make a go. This isn't like that. What he got isn't like that. It's more like a electric assist. So like for going up hills and stuff, you can turn the electric on and have it help you get up the hill. But
maybe you want some exercise.
Yeah. I have, next time I talk to him, I have to ask him if he's actually ridden it yet, because I also found out some bad news. He's selling the Corvair. Well, actually, it made me wonder, why it took him this long, because there's so much wrong with it. It's just way above where he wanted to be. Cause the floor pans were completely rusted out. So he had to have new floor pans welded in. And before the pandemic, he actually had a guy that could do it. Right? But when the pandemic hit, the guy had to close because, you know, pandemic, you know? He laid everybody off, and it was only him and his son. The guy and his son, he had more than enough work to do it, so he couldn't accommodate my dad. So, and he had already bought the pan, but it was a 64 Corvair, so it's okay. He doesn't need to be doing that. He's getting older. He needs to stop that stuff. My dad's a freaking hoarder. One of these days, me and my brother are going to have a intervention with him. I did get to see, he traded his pop-up camper for a new camper. He did good, because he got, he only owed like $4,000 or $5,000 on the pop-up. But when he traded it, they gave him like $9,000, so I had enough to pay that off and then put a down payment on this other camper. And it's really nice, actually. It's got pop-outs for the beds. It's got TV in it. He's already started putting stuff in it, like he put a Keurig in it for when they go down. He'll probably go down to Williamsburg or Bristol for the spring race. But anyway, but that's – my dad's doing well, still as nutty as ever, but then he's my dad. Nowhere near what – fortunately, nowhere near what you went through with your dad, Dan.
Well, that's
so,
good.
Yeah, he drinks occasionally, but not, you know, not a lot. He does more. He kind of likes to get on the go anyway. So, like, we ate out a bunch down there. We did Hooters one night. I took him to Texas Roadhouse one night, and then. We did this place called Don Gallo's, which is a Mexican place on the side of town where my brother was. And I got to ride around in his he traded his Camaro in for a Chevy Colorado pickup truck. Damn thing's loud too. It's got a glass pack on it. It reminds me of when he owned the Chevelle that he used to have. He had a heavy Chevy, and that thing could pass anything but a gas station. It would wake a whole neighborhood up when he went to work in the morning when I was a little kid. My brother literally could hear it coming around the corner when he was coming home from work when he was little. But that was all good stuff. So you ready to play us out?
Oh, yeah,
got it all
yeah.
set now? There you go.
Yeah, sorry. Here we go. Here are the promos. Bang!
Good night.
Oh, I did the same thing I did before.
Smooth.
I forgot that I muted because of the audio that we were getting. So, going to unmute. And here we go. Do, do, do.
Oh my god.
It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
I am short.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called Libre Quest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's a gun.
When you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it sounds like CES is going to be a bust this week.
Yeah, I've been looking to see if anybody's got coverage of it, and I'm not seeing any actual coverage.
A lot of vendors, and I know a lot of bloggers and stuff have pulled out at the last minute because of Omicron for whatever reason. But I have seen a – Dan might remember him, but do you remember Todd Cochran? I'm trying to remember, he does Geek News Central, I think. One of the early podcasters still around. He's also behind Blueberry.
Okay, what about him?
He's there. He's at CES this week, and he posted a video on Facebook of him walking around, and it looks like a graveyard almost. There's very many people there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Devil's just got to go.
That cable, man. What is that, USB cable that's going out?
No, it's an audio cable.
Ah.
It's really weird.
But you're in your basement, so that basement's... that basement's damp, ain't it?
Yeah, it gets
makes me wonder. Yeah, it makes me wonder if something got corroded there or something.
It's possible.
Right.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
See you.
Ah, where we going?
To do the show next week.
To do the show.
You have to let me know how that birch beer comes out, man.
I will. I love it's birch gonna take beer, me, man. It's going to take me a little while.
Do you actually have to cook anything for it, or you just mix stuff up?
No, you don't. Well, the way I make it is I would probably – well, you don't have to, but you could heat up the water to put the – and to make a simple syrup so that the sugar melts, and then you add all the other stuff in there. There's other recipes where if you actually get birch bark, okay, you can do that. Do it with birch bark.
Basically, make your
own syrup. But you have to boil it down, and birch bark is not easy to get around here. And it's pretty darn expensive.
Yeah, I would imagine. But I looked up Bally Total Fitness to see if they're still around, and they're defunct as of 2016 as a gym. But if you go to their website, you can buy leggings and workout gear if you want.
There you go.
That place is more, cause that, the ones around here all came from, and even the ones in Pennsylvania was, from basically Bally bought Scandinavian, I think. But in the 80s and the 90s, they were kind of more meat market than they really were a serious gym anyway. Planet Fitness is kind of like that, but not really, cause it's, their Planet Fitness's big thing is no judgment. So like they have the lunk alarm. So if you drop the weights or something, they'll set the lunk alarm off because they don't want any of their members to be intimidated by the big weightlifters and stuff. So, but you know, so yeah, there's that. They also changed. Well, and this is actually the harder thing. My wife's probably going to have to call up their corporate because since the pandemic, we had key tags when we joined. I had always had, the app. My wife can sign into the app and all that, but, there's a place up in the upper right hand corner of the app where you tap that. In a QR code, it used to be barcode, but now QR code comes up. That's the only way they do, they don't give cards to their members anymore. That's the only way that you can check into the gym now is with that app. Alright. And it still uses the same code readers. So if you have your old barcode, you can still get in. But the problem is my wife's, barcode fell off a long time ago and she has nowhere idea where it went to. So she probably, and she goes to go put it in the app and it wants you to scan that. So it puts it in the app. Well, she didn't have it to scan, which is kind of a bullshit thing. But anyway, she'll have to call them, figure it out. Right now, I think they're just looking her up. They're putting her in that way, I think. But for me, I just open up the app, put the QR code on my screen and then scan it and walk in. And their scheduling system for the, like, hydro massages and the, I use the, what they call total body enhancement in there, which is a, it's similar to a tanning booth, but it's a red light instead of the ultraviolet or infrared light, I should say. But they have a tablet that's connected to a system up front. And that's how you do it is you basically scan things and select your appointment time on there. And, so the new place is a lot nicer than the one over in South High. So, but things have definitely changed since the pandemic. So, all right, Dan, we'll see.
All right, man. Have a good night. A purposeful mic drop or unintended mic drop?
Yes, purposeful.
So you dropped the mic while you were saying case?
$70 for a case? Yeah.
Oh, right, and then you dropped the mic. Oh.
Yeah.
At the price.
Yep.
That's
Yes, sir. Ooh, they have Shoe Fly Pie, too.
Yeah, they're hitting all the marks, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, that's like I was sitting here wondering the other day. I said, too bad I don't have enough money to just open up my own little Pennsylvania market here in Ohio because I think it would do gangbusters myself. But some people have never had it and would try it, and others have had it for years and they just want it. Who'd have thought I would be so reminiscing of Pennsylvania food?
There you go.
See, I can get ring bologna, but I'm trying to remember the brand of ring bologna that Pennsylvania had, because I get a brand out here called Kogel's.
Yeah, Kuntz is one.
Kuntz, okay.
I think Hatfield has a ring bologna, Kuntz. Too. Kuntz, right. That's it, I'm sorry. Kuntz. Not Kuntz.
Right.
Yeah, Kuntz.
See, they have Scrapple, too, in that store as well.
Scrapple?
Yep. Oh, yes, yeah. Sir.
We get Scrapple down here. Although it's not as popular.
Right. I can't remember. I mean, I don't remember. Is it Dietz and Watson? Or some other brand that's the popular version in Philly. I can't remember.
Of Scrapple?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I don't remember either.
There's not one specific that I remember there. Now, with Dublin and Bologna, it's absolutely seltzers, because that's, I've been there. I've been to the smokehouse in Palmyra. It's pretty neat to tour through if you haven't done it, and if you want to kind of get a glimpse of it, you can look at Dirty Jobs. Dirty Jobs went to the Lebanon Bologna place, and they have a dirty job for Micro to do. I think they had them emptying they have like a grease trap underneath the building. But now I think today I figured out, I always try to explain to people how does Lebanon bologna taste? To me, it tastes like Lebanon bologna because I've had it for years. But I think the better way to describe it is kind of like summer sausage almost.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's really close to it. It's not the same though, for sure. And the only ones I've ever known was the regular and the sweet, but apparently they got a Chipotle variant too.
So that would just be adding, that's interesting.
Yeah, Chipotle
try
peppers.
It.
I would, yeah. But I like both the regular and the sweet. I like both kinds.
So that PA website that you were talking about.
Yeah, PA General Store.
PA General Store. That's where I saw. They do have the John Copes here. The only bummer about it is, after shipping and handling, it's like a little cheaper
$80.
It's like a little cheaper on Amazon to get it. Not much, you know. Now, if I lived up there, they were selling $2 for $3 at Weiss Markets. Like $2 for $3, and here they're like $7 a package. On the website, no matter where you order it from, seven or above.
Well, now here's the wild part. Now granted, let me see how many. Okay, there's only four in each thing. But they have Philadelphia soft pretzels, the kind that it looks very similar to what they used to sell out by the old stadiums when we lived in Philly. But they were $5 for $1 back then. And if you buy them via this website, you get 12 for $21.
That's more than a dollar a piece.
I know. Well, I guess inflation.
let's start the show.
Yeah.
This is 9:37.
You put out the one I sent you last week.
You know what? I've completely forgot about it because I noticed it when I was out at my mother-in-law's. And I forgot about it when I got back, and I'm like, oh, crap, and I'm in the middle of putting it together. But it'll go out before this
one. Oh, that's okay.
All right, so this is 9:37. Wait. Yeah, 9:37. 9:36 will be going out. Here we go. First show of the new year. 5, 4, 3. Oh, you want to give us a count around, Joel?
3, 2, 1.
Oh, wait. We gotta do that again. I forgot I muted this, the noisemaker. Right. And hopefully it won't be making noise now. But
there you go.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.